American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the end of a long and tiring season. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, here with my good partner, Chewbacca. We've got Dodd Water Dick and Intern X in the studio. Nick can't make it because he's earning an honest living. But better than that, in the studio, we've got Reno Zone, Common Mishap.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hell yeah.
I just completed.
Already?
Well, so Nick didn't fucking show, right?
Nick who?
Could you tell?
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
Yeah, Nick.
I agree with myself from last year.
Nick is actually working, earning an honest dollar.
If I ever miss a show because I got to work, you guys kick me right in the face.
Oh, wait, you would not be a part of this ever again.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, Chewie, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's being back in Reno from
work? It's been great. It's nice to be home.
Good. How's your daughter?
She's beautiful and funny.
Is she still sick?
No, she's feeling great.
Okay, good. It would have been awful if she was still sick since Christmas.
Her and her ballet school did a show at the halftime of the Bighorns game on Friday. It was pretty
good. Hey,
no, I did not.
Yes, you did, Allie.
No.
What school does she go with?
She goes to Fairy Tale Ballet on Vine Street.
With Miss Catherine?
Yeah, Kenny C's sister.
Bullshit.
It is.
Miss Catherine is Kenny C's sister.
Yes.
Rico used to go to that very same
school. Yeah, it's a good school. Allie seems to like it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a good time.
Well, that's
she's doing
really
great.
Exciting,
yeah, feeling
and wonderful.
Better. Yeah, I wish she could have been here for the Christmas show, but
yeah, you know, of course,
things happen. She got sick like 3 weeks in a row, three different things.
What kind of sick?
She had strep throat. She had an ear infection. She had some mysterious kind of flu. Hey, Allie, let me talk.
Is it because you feed her coffee?
Yeah, no, never.
Please, how do you give me some coffee?
Oh, see?
You have coffee when you're 15.
Yay!
When you have to have a job, you can have coffee.
Yep. Yeah, when you buy the coffee, you drink the coffee.
Yay!
I'm just kidding, babe. You can have some.
Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
No. That's sweetie.
Wait, what is it?
In my head?
Don't
fake it.
Rick thinks she's saying faggot.
The faggot.
He's so sensitive.
You know your Uncle Rick.
Don't fake it.
See how well that works?
They like to be called homosexual American now, honey.
You dick.
Hey, Allison, would you like Riku to tell you what a golden shower is? No,
what
we do this all the time.
You dick.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We're not going to just go into Drop City.
Allison, yeah.
She's pretty cute, though.
She's a great kid. Yeah. We really do want to welcome to the show the band Common Mishap. Hey, guys, please introduce yourself to the audience here.
Hello, I am Callum. I make noises out of my mouth and with a guitar.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I play the bass.
I'm Colin. I make sick-ass leads for the band.
Wrong.
And I'm Garrett, and I hit all my drums with sticks and make it all sound good.
Oh, Garrett, are you still talking right into your mic?
Yeah.
We just bitch you about that. Oh, and by the way, while your mouth is up against that, the last drummer that was talking into that mic, he sucks a lot of dick from a guy who listens to Coldplay.
Oh. Burning at the stake.
Really is true, actually.
Well, that is,
as revealed on last week's show.
Yeah, that is very true, actually. We have great, great interviews. I hope you guys are happy to be a part of this.
Rick also sprayed it down with Lysol after, though, so it's all good.
Nothing stops the power of a Coldplay fan's dick, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
it's all right. I'm
even
on
Lysol.
There.
Callum likes Maroon 5.
Oh, see, so you belong down there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Rick, can we? I just tell a little story here. Rick came to me with the idea of, you know, booking you guys on the show, and he mentioned your name to me, and I said, "Well, gosh, Rick, what should we do with Callum and Common Mishap?" And he said, "Oh, they are the last band I would want to have on the show this season." So, in fact, you are the very last band of season 6
this
on the
it.
Worst Little Podcast.
Congratulations.
That's the last.
Oh, wait.
Was that last week or was that this week?
This is
fucked up. It was last week.
No, it was last. No, this is episode 249.
I said they are the first band I want in the new season.
Oh, that's what it was. Damn it, I fucked up a joke. Because it's so confusing. Because this is episode 249. This is the last episode of an era.
We just missed the 250.
Yeah, that's next week. Because some bald faggot had to be sick 2 weeks ago.
It was awful. I just screwed up everything.
Were you peeing out of your butt?
No.
We could have done two last week.
Two shows,
but we didn't. So I guess we're where we're at.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have done two shows in one night before, and that sucked
it
ass.
Was horrible.
And we vowed never to do it again.
It's a good show.
But hey, no, really, thank you guys for being here. We've had some cancellations and some rescheduling, so it's finally good to get you in the studio. Well,
thanks for having us.
Rick has said a lot of great things about you guys, so you better actually be a really good band.
The pressure's on.
They're fucking really cool. Oh, and Rory.
See, he keeps saying you're cool. He doesn't say you're good.
No.
That's what I'm waiting to hear.
No, we fucking suck. Yeah, the music's terrible, but as people, they're amazing. They're really funny.
They're really nice guys, so throw them a bone and have them on the show to play some music for
me. Yeah, it's so one of the only bands that ever came up and is all, hey, dude, do you want to see a picture of the bass player's dick? It's like,
wow.
So, that's a good way to get on the show, band.
Okay, we didn't say that. It's a great icebreaker.
No, I totally got that.
Did they just show you the picture?
I don't remember saying I would like to see a picture of the bass player's dick. It's always true, but I don't ever say it.
But you have seen a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
At Turtleneck or no.
You want to see it, man?
No.
Yeah, I think we pull it up real quick.
Pass it around.
But yeah. It was,
any
it was,
tattoos?
They're that kind of fun.
Was that the picture with the sunglasses on the dick? So
no, it was the one with the dicks out for Harambe shirt.
Oh, dicks out for Harambe.
Wow.
Do you like it in your face?
So,
did you go to school like that? Hmm? Did you go to school, dicks out for Harambe?
No, that's like the only time I ever wore that t-shirt because I thought the trend kind of died out, so bad purchase.
Dude, and Rory, the fucking guitar player to your right, Colin, he fucking, when he was here last time, he looked like a member of the Oak Ridge Boys. Like, it was totally like,
Stash is a little day rapey.
What the fuck? No, but you should have seen him before. It was like, he was this totally different person. I'm like, what? And he walked in today, I'm
like,
all,
long hair
who
and flannel?
Killed the guitar player and replaced him with a cute skater boy?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It's just totally bizarre, right? So, I wish you could see the transformation.
Did you have any shirts that were snaps with pearl gray buttons?
No. I think so. Unfortunately, no.
That's how I remember you.
If you ever do, you should always keep them forever. And if you can't fit in them, lose weight, you fat asshole.
Okay.
You can always fit in them if you want to.
Well, right, because they have snaps. And mm-hmm. You know, and then you can just pop.
Make it fit.
I think it's impossible for Colin to ever get fat. You're a very slender person.
Yeah. I eat like shit, too.
Yeah.
How old are you?
20.
Yeah, see, you got all right. Time, trust me. Wait.
Give yourself another 23 years, you could be rocking something like this.
I'm down for a tummy, honestly. I kind of want one.
No, dude, you're going to be one of those dudes with skinny arms and a paunch.
Yeah.
I remember Rick coming up to me at Lake Tahoe one time about, 12 years ago or so. And he's like, man, Rory, you got to start working out again. Because walking up from behind you, your shoulders, your back, it looks great. And you come around the side and you're pregnant.
That's how Garrett is
it's
a lot of
times. It's disappointing.
Yeah. Garrett's got that pregnant tummy. Just like, he looks all normal everywhere else. And then when he eats or is in a weird position, his tummy just sticks out.
Oh, the boy's got bad posture. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Horrible posture. And a little bit of a beer gut. But the mixture is not pretty.
Hey, you young lads, it doesn't last forever. You will get fat no matter what.
I'm excited to get fat. Yeah.
Happened to me.
And if you drink a lot of booze and possibly partake in certain drugs that rhyme with schmistel schmeth, and don't remember to brush your teeth frequently, you will then spend $15,000 fixing your fucking mouth.
Not true.
That is not...
Public service announcement.
Yeah. You know what?
Take care of your mouth, kids.
My teeth ended up okay.
I went to the dentist in the last few months, and I'm spending enough on my mouth in the next 2 years to buy a car.
Probably still less than you spent on Schmissel Schmiff.
No, I was selling it. I never paid for that.
I hear that.
Farmland in Missouri. Okay, let's just jump to the chase and clear our palates and have a song.
Okay. Ooh, a song.
Let's have the band.
That's quick.
Yeah, let's jump right into a song right now.
Enough about teeth. Let's hear about the music.
Yeah, clear the palate, mouth, teeth. Yeah,
I guess. I didn't know if everybody knew what palate meant, so I was trying
to
break it down.
So what kind of music do you guys play? Country or Western?
Bluegrass.
More
Southern rock, yeah.
Southern rock, yeah. The Oak Ridge Boys, yeah.
We started off with Justin Bieber.
With your super tough mint green guitar with, what I want to say, is that an Elvish rune or Dwarven rune in Elvish?
It's an Elvish rune, yes.
Okay.
It's the symbol for G, for Gandalf.
Ah, there,
that's
there
what's
you go.
On there, yeah.
Fucking George.
And then down here.
Get Swifty.
Get Swifty.
Rick and Morty reference.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you guys watch Rick and Morty, but...
Nope.
It's passed me by. It's one of those young... I like Archer still. Am I irrelevant?
No, Archer's good.
I've never watched Archer.
Kind of for old people, but...
I'll watch Rick and Morty, I promise. I'll get hip again.
It's so good.
Is it something I should allow my 10-year-old daughter to watch?
Absolutely. No. I mean, it depends on your relationship with your 10-year-old daughter, but probably not.
I have to poop.
Maybe.
Michael, when do you
not
have to poop?
I don't fucking care.
I like that.
That's a good one, Rick.
All right.
What's the name of this song?
The song is called Aphasia.
Okay.
It is off our first album, Aphasia.
I know this one.
Is this the first song of your new album?
It's the first song of their album.
For a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was tuning. I totally thought we were going to start, and now tuning song.
No, seriously.
We're good.
Can I get some sort of wah wah?
He's obsessed with tuning. Tunes way more than necessary.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
Sick.
What is it?
Sick.
Your pinky. Oh.
She's so smart.
I thought it was your ring finger.
No, it's your pinky.
Oh, don't wreck her shit.
No, I don't know. I trust her.
You don't tell her. She tells you.
Yeah.
I need to poop really bad.
All right. Let's do it.
Are we doing
it? Let's
get
Swifty.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
I like that. That's good stuff. How long have you guys been playing together?
Almost 3 years.
Yeah.
This summer is going to be 3 years.
Almost two.
Right on.
No, it's three. No, it's two.
No, it's three.
It's two.
I swear to God, it's two.
Oh, shit. They're going to break up.
We started playing hiatus this summer after I graduated, and we've done...
Eighth grade? So this will be...
Wait, hold on.
This will be 2 years. We started in 2015.
2 years.
Yeah, two.
Oh, shit. Okay. 2 years it is.
So you were a math major.
Yeah.
When you dropped out of college.
Exactly. Don't let anybody tell you that weed alters your perception. Because it doesn't.
No way, man.
Not it. All.
Not it.
That was good stuff, though. So you guys have been primarily like a house party band. Have you guys played at any like local venues?
We just did for the first time a couple weeks ago at the Holland Project.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's a great venue. Uh-huh. It really is.
It only sucked because it was the night where the storm was super bad and the roads were terrible. So
Right.
Was it the flood night or the snow night?
The snow night.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Man, it fucking snowed.
What fucking luck. Our first show. Actually,
there was a blizzard. Who's going to drive down to Wales to watch a show?
Yeah. We were surprised that the one of the bands came from San Jose. We were surprised that they even made it.
Even
a couple days before that, too, was nothing.
It had been
snow.
Crappy, yeah.
Yeah.
Even that morning wasn't too bad, but man, it sure got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were saying it took 2 days just to get over the pass.
Yeah. They're only from San Jose.
Yeah.
Good
but
times.
It worked out. It was awesome, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was a really good.
How many
good
people
first
showed
show.
Up?
A good amount for us, honestly.
12?
More like 7.
Most of the Holland kids live within walking distance.
Well, right, yes. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of the benefits.
Well, Holland kids don't drive.
Well, it's I've been taking my daughter over there for a couple years now. She's 10, because I figure, well, shit, by the time you're 16, I expect you to just walk your ass over there.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
Support the scene. Be the door troll,
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it was a lot better, though, than playing house parties, because that's all that we were really used to. That's all we've ever done. And so to actually be, set up with the right equipment and all the right sound stuff. having monitors, while we're playing was really nice.
That's always a neat thing.
Yeah.
Audience paying attention to you.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Not everyone being pissed drunk and everything. So,
Man, but I love playing house parties.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. It's so much fun. It's always a blast every time we've done it.
Yeah. You guys are going to love the bar scene.
One day, yeah.
Yeah, we played a...
How old are you guys? Are you guys just under 21?
I'm 18.
Okay.
Same.
We're 20.
Yeah.
20
okay. And 18, those two.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, if you book a show at a bar, you're entertainment, so you can get in.
Yeah.
And then people might forget that you're not 21.
Right.
And then when the cops show up, run out the back.
Leave
or
your
you
equipment.
Will get the
you
bar in
come
trouble.
Back the gear,
it's not a house party. It's
every
a
man
club.
For himself.
Your shit probably won't get stolen because it's a local fucking business.
The cops actually showed up to the last house party we played at. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They were super cool, though. They're like, oh, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're just having a show. There's a few people over. And they're like, that's fucking rad.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of, it's another local band, Our Last of Days? They're like a metalcore.
I've seen the name on Facebook, I think, but I can't say I've caught them in anything.
We're friends with almost pretty much everyone in that band, and we threw together this basement concert in our buddy's basement for a Halloween show. Had everyone dress up in their costumes, and we played it with them. And then this other band called Odds and Ends.
And yeah, I've seen that one too. Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're all friends and stuff, so it was really cool to put that together and have. It was a lot of people showed up to that. More people came to that.
If they're better
than you guys, put them in touch with us to get them on the show.
We headlined.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say
put them in touch with us. Let's get them on the show, man.
For sure, dude.
There were way too many people in that basement. It was musty.
Oh, yeah.
The owner of the house sweating.
Yeah, he tells me that it still reeks of just musty. Beer.
Yeah,
it's a fire.
That kid got a concussion.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
That is the Reno tradition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I moved here 20 years ago, going to similar house parties off of Wilson and Wells and Ryland and all those neighborhoods. So, yeah.
Yeah, it seems way too many people in basements.
I am glad to see that it is still like there's a lot of kids and a lot of shows and a lot of stuff still happening there, because really that's the lifeblood of the Reno art scene.
Yeah, Reno's got a good scene.
It is.
Yeah.
It's coming up real quick too. I mean,
don't call it a comeback because we've been here for years.
So those
two bands are your buddies of yours that you played with before. Who's the new crop of bands around right now? Who are people's names we should know about that we should book?
Man the Tanks, Different
Adam.
Season.
Yeah. Adam.
They're good.
They're bass players in Portland, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the future of that band is going to look
like. His players are a dime a dozen.
That's
and
true.
He plays into the other band.
They were playing shows when they had no bass player. So
that is true.
Yeah.
And now they have no bass player again.
I've
been friends with Jimmy, the lead singer of that band, for a while. And that band, I'm pretty sure, started out as a Never Shout Never cover band. Just Mike and Jimmy.
Nice. No, but the bass player for that band is the guitarist and vocalist for another band, Different Seasons, if you've heard of them.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, they are really good. And that's why he's in Portland, because him and his band moved up to Portland. We played with them at the Holland Project the other weekend, was with them.
Oh, okay.
It was their last show in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, fuck them, man.
They abandoned us.
Reno core forever.
No, we love them. And Rory, you will remember him. You will remember Caden as when they were on the show. He was the kid that at the very end of the show, the drummer said, "Hey, remember that time you were drunk and said that you would wish you could suck a dick if it was not in a gay way?" That's who they're talking about.
Okay.
Those guys were cool.
What from that show might Rory remember? No, Caden's awesome.
His music is the music that
Nick's John Cornell said that he really liked his solo stuff, and that's what the other band that they're talking about is playing now is Caden's solo shit.
Oh, okay. And if if John Cornell likes something,
that's really cool.
It's actually technically quite complicated and good.
Yeah, I pay attention when John's
go around
impressed.
Liking everything.
Yeah. Right.
I play D&D with the guy every Sunday night, and I think he's an ass. But I really respect his opinion about music.
You guys have all known somebody who's so smart that it's annoying.
Yeah. Oh yeah! Yeah, no, yeah. Right, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
like a really
exactly
impressive
it.
Way, like oh god.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna always agree with you because it's not worth it.
I've heard about such.
Because I'm probably wrong.
Ass. Oh, and John, if you're listening to the show, no, you're not an ass. You're a great dude.
And you're not that smart either.
And you're not probably not. You're probably not listening.
No, he doesn't listen to this show. He has a small child under 1 year old. He's busy.
I used to listen to it when I had a small child.
Not everybody does. Anyway, back to the band.
Yes.
Band questions.
Oh, wait. No, before we... can I talk about... you guys, I'm reading Moby Dick. Did everybody read Moby Dick?
Oh, still?
I have actually never read Moby Dick.
Well, don't, because it's really long and
it's
hard.
It's taken Rick
four months
now.
Well, and I've read like 3 books during the course that I've been reading Moby Dick. I've like had to take breaks.
I have read some of Melville, and I have read some of Hugo, and they're very similar, and they're both early pioneers of this new art form called the novel. As such, it's like being beaten to death with a wet club. It doesn't make it any softer. You're just damp and in pain.
Right.
Being damp and in pain is kind of what Moby Dick's about, too, isn't it?
Fuck hell yeah. Yeah, it really is. But I got to this weird chapter over the weekend. I wouldn't normally talk about how I'm reading some stupid old book, but did nobody else read it on the podcast right now?
No.
Okay. There's a chapter in it where they talk about them taking the fucking... And I had to look up online what it was about because he doesn't actually say. But they take the skin off the dick of the whale, and one of the guys who's going to cut up the blubber stretches it out, cuts armholes in it, and wears it like a shirt.
Fuck, so badass.
That's so metal.
It's black. So it's big black whale dick.
Hell yeah.
So does anybody else think that's weird?
No.
That's pretty cool.
Reading Moby Dick.
I might read it now.
I mean, that's set in a long time.
I imagine if you were a sailor in the 1800s, it's kind of normal. Probably right, it was right kind of warm.
Look at me, guys. Yeah. I'm a whale dick.
Hey, we're crossing the international date and timeline. Woo! Let's put on the whale dick shirt.
What he's all, he's just talking about the large oblong object laying on the thing. You may wonder what that is, the large black as pitch oblong object.
He never could come out and
never
say
actually
it because of current different dude, moral standards.
And then he yeah. makes it sound like the guy's like a preacher standing Pizzle. Behind a pulpit as he cuts up the whale wearing his black cossack.
Yeah.
Like that's from awful. The wood that's really weird. And then I had to look it up. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? And they're all, oh, yeah, it's the dick.
Is that something people used to do a lot on whaling boats?
Because a whale dick is larger than you.
He said,
just so you know.
He described it as being as long as a Kentuckian is tall.
How tall are Kentuckians?
I know.
I know.
I guess they were the tall, rangy sort back in the day.
Well, I love that the dick is black.
You were probably really cool if you had one of those.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you were the.
You were probably really cool if you had one of those.
You were the bees and knees, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. A big black whale dick. Look at Damn, he's wearing the dick.
There's Mike. Hey. There's Mike. He's the guy with the big black whale dick.
Hi, everybody.
Well, I thought, like, after
Look
handling
at my whale
that,
dick.
Dude, what if you handled that all day and then went to, you know, then went to hang out
and
with
then
your
went to go
and
handle it?
Yeah, well, if you want to keep it for long term, you've got to keep that thing moisturized for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It would chap
well, they
up
said
for
that
sure.
he. They said that he peels the skin off like you were skinning a boa, then turned it inside out and stretched it out so that it was twice its size and allowed it to dry.
Oh.
Before he then cut armholes in it and wore it.
I think I'm going to have nightmares.
Like a shirt. Oh. So, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever read Survivor, Chuck Palahniuk?
No. But
Rick,
I read
Rick,
beautiful...
I've been recommending you read this book for approximately 10 years now. Because the lead character cleans houses for a living.
Oh no! And no, some more than one person has told me about this. And you're right; I should. I read Invisible Monsters, and it upset me at the end so badly that I was like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Okay.
It's like you can't double reverse secret something like six times. It's not that cool. You know, one big reveal is okay, but like 10 reveals in 3 pages blows it. You asshole.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the Fight Club.
That's
author,
why.
Right?
But yeah, and that's why gay people shouldn't write. Okay.
And
I'm just gonna say it.
I read a sporting news article about the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys teams of the late '80s the other day.
Excellent. I had a friend who used to work for the Sporting News.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's now in a Beatles cover band, and he's the bass player.
That's cool.
Ooh. Like he makes actually a fair chunk of money in Branson and on cruises playing George.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Paul.
Paul.
Speaking of big black whale dicks.
Ringo Starr, ladies and gentlemen. Octopus's Garden, what do you think it's really about? Okay, let's have another song.
Another one.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Tom Hanks?
No, Pollyon.
Pollyon.
You have a song called Tom Hanks?
Fuck yeah.
I demand that it's played this evening.
Oh, it will be.
Okay.
Apollyon?
This is.
What's
a...
your favorite Tom Hanks era?
Turner and Hooch.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
I don't know. I like Apollo 13, but I also love Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe versus the Volcano.
That's a great movie, Rick.
No, Bosom Buddies!
Saving Private Ryan.
Bachelor Party was
Money Pit myself.
I was at the when they were filming that. That's what when I was what's that place where you go on the tour of the movie making place?
Universal Studios.
They were filming that there when I was there as an eighth grade kid.
That's sick.
That's kind of cool but lame.
I don't know why they even bring that up. Let's go back to talking about whale dicks.
Please.
So you know
I would prefer that.
Well, now that I've seen that, heard about that.
What a great transition into the song, Whale Dicks.
Well, you got to make that happen, Rick.
All right, wait. Okay, what's this song again?
Apollyon. It's a new song.
Got it.
Fuck yeah.
First time.
New song.
Virgin. Okay. Oh, wait, he's got a tune again.
No, we're good.
Very nice.
Fuck, that's so rad. I love the new one.
Thank you.
Bunker.
Thank you.
Shit.
Really, this shit does remind me of like sweaty basement shows in the late 90s and early 2000s.
That's the goal.
Like,
fuck,
no,
man.
There's a hell yeah. You guys have a really cool like sound to it. It's all, like a lot of the indie bands and that were like touring around that time. The post punk. I don't know what you'd call it, but
dude, and Rory, the I thought they were cool and we're having a great time and the music's awesome and everything, but I really fell in love
with Mike's fucking dick.
I went,
sorry.
Hell yeah.
But it was the first time.
Low hanging fruit.
Welcome to the club, man.
Much like much like hairy testicles. It was low hanging fruit.
That's Mike.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen it. But after that whale dick, it looked really small.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What were you saying?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's.
He's so tiny.
So
like,
the music's
come in here so I can show you.
Whoa. When we're talking about dicks and whale dick, I don't need my daughter's voice to come piping in saying, let me show you.
No, because she said
he's so tiny, like
Burn, Michael.
What the fuck, Michael?
Spagnola!
She was describing your new puppy.
Yeah.
But I thought it could be used for nefarious purposes. But when I really decided I liked them was not the dick pic, but I mean it was great. was when Callum fucking calls me and he goes, okay, we want a sample to go on one of the songs. So let me show you what I want from this movie. Pull up YouTube and type in Harvey. Yes. What did you say? Oh so pleasant or oh
yeah.
So smart.
Yeah, so, the greatest quote of the fucking movie.
Yeah. And so I'm all, and I just looked at him and like and he's looking like you know, so you can hear what it's gonna be. I'm all, I don't need to fuck. Let me pull out my fucking three copies of the DVD because it's my favorite movie and I know exactly where that is.
I cannot tell you how many times Rick and I got loaded and passed out in front of that movie.
Fuck. Oh, and Rory's last name is Dowd.
Yeah,
which is why.
Rory O. Dowd. Here's my card. Use this number, not that one. And if you lose it, don't worry. I have plenty more.
And that's why we have
Mr. Dowd and none of their sleeping eye your friends.
In the intro, yeah, I noticed that.
Fuck so, yeah. No, awesome. Good. You are a man of refined taste.
I am.
Yes.
I'd like to think so.
Please don't tell him that.
Yeah, don't.
don't encourage him.
Seriously. Yeah.
Oh, somebody else I'd like to not encourage is Not Chris Fox. Don't go see the band Not Chris Fox, and they shouldn't play lots of shows. Chris Fox asked me to not encourage them, so I'm not encouraging not Chris Fox to play lots of shows.
Are these alternate facts?
No, this is really a band. It's called Not Chris Fox. You know Chris Fox of the Vampire.
He's in that band.
Of course we know Chris
No,
Fox.
He is not in Not Chris Fox. It's a whole bunch of people who are in other bands with him, in their own band without him.
Oh my God, right. That's so awesome.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So the noteworthy thing in their band is that he's not in it.
Exactly.
I understand.
And they're better than him.
The horror.
May coming up in just a few weeks, ladies and gentlemen, we got flyers out there. It's going to be Skate Jam at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
That's a good looking lineup. Yeah. That
Skate
show.
Jam 2017. Where were you when Skate Jam put on once again by Dave Massoud, bringing back the old school for the new school? I think we've got about like 15 bands lined up. I mean, it's something crazy like that.
All day.
Yeah, all day show. Headliners is Fall music. Silent. After party with the Moron Brothers and the Randy Savages.
Yeah.
Lots of great Reno punk rock and metal bands. One Ton Dooley is going to be playing at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Lots of great Reno punk and metal bands. Yeah. And One Ton Dooley also.
One Ton Dooley. We're a band about drinking and women, so we're going to play an all ages skate show.
Basically, the devil's holiday.
And that one will be in attendance too. I'm secretly buying her a skateboard before it. She borrows her.
No.
She borrows her friend's. Skate or die. She doesn't listen to this shit. she borrows her friend's skateboard, so I'm gonna get her a skateboard before the skate jam, so she can have her own and be all squee.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
Fuck yeah, dude! That she's gonna be so happy,
bitch.
I'm a good
try that.
I might be a loser, a drunk, a loser, a user, and a boozer. But I'm a good fucking dad. I didn't try to make out with my kid in high school.
Oh, Jesus.
What the hell are you talking about?
I didn't know that was a standard.
Rick, do you catch it?
Yeah, that was creepy except for the current era that we're in. It's not like a...
Okay, do you catch the reference, though?
I thought it was a...
The user, the boozer, the loser, Jerry Blank, Strangers with Candy, she made out with her...
Oh, okay, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I thought you were making reference to Trump thinking his daughter was sexy.
No,
Trump's daughter is fucking sexy.
Deep reference to a Comedy Central show from the late 90s.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes, and she totally fucking makes out with her
She
own
makes
son.
Out with the son that she had when she was a teenager and gave up for adoption and was going to high school with.
Man.
Nice.
Because she went back to high school because she never got her degree.
Like some Back to the Future shit.
Yeah. No, no, it was just really pathetic.
That was a good show, though, Hard Candy. What was it called?
Strangers with Candy.
That's
right.
Oh, that's what this is from.
Dickalicious.
Yep. Mm. Check it out.
Do you have more Jerry Blank quotes?
Yeah, I do. I've got, and I use it a lot. Where is fucking black sexy, muscular black guy?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, anyway. You're
sexy, muscular black guys.
Yeah,
that's her.
That's it. And with Principal Blackman.
Yes.
Who was a large, sexy black man.
And really the first that we ever knew of Stephen Colbert.
Okay, since we're digressing on things that we've watched and the viewing audience doesn't care about, we would like to pay a little tribute to one of our inspirations and idols on this show.
God, this is so sad.
If you ever listen to Shock Jock Talk Radio in the past 20 years, you might have come across the character of Tom Gavin.
That makes me fart.
Yes, we make him fart. We also make him spell things, and he's a horrible speller. He's actually illiterate. Tom Gavin was a mentally challenged man who was a regular call-in to the Donna Mike show, and he was really funny. We'd make
for years, this heavy dude with a cane, and he was a little bit messed up.
Hey,
and,
Tom, are you stupid?
Go to hell. Ha-ha, see?
For years, I've had fucking these Tom drops just sitting around, not even using them.
You fucking knuckleheads.
They come up once in a while, but Tom is really near and dear to all. So he would call the shit out of the Don and Mike show for years. We were listening.
And they hated him.
And they would make him spell stuff, and he smelled really bad. And they would make him spell stuff. He'd be all, Tom, can you spell dictionary? He'd be all, C-M-X-L-Y. That's perfect, Tom. It was really great.
What?
And every time they said retard or tard or anything like that, he would say,
"Watch it."
Oh, I think Tom, do you like mustard?
Watch it.
I think Tom is one of the kind of guys who'd get mad and kind of close his eyes and turn his head away from you like a dog who knew it was in trouble. I mean, no, it's a behavioral tick. It really is. But Tommy was a great dude. He was an old man. He was a curmudgeon. He was
in his 60s. He had some kind of head injury and then died. And it's really sad.
Yeah. So,
and they had like a big thing on the news for him back east. This is all in Washington, D.C.
Many of you listeners out there, you've been with us for the whole journey. And you also remember Tommy from that show. And so have a drink. Pour one out for old Tom Gavin, who couldn't get drunk because it would conflict with his meds.
You know.
So there. Sad moment.
Oh, rest in peace, Tom.
Amen.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Should we have another song and then do the quiz? Or should we do the quiz and have a song? Oh, yeah, you're being graded.
Oh, shit. A+.
I'm awful at tests.
And there are prizes.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah.
I love prizes.
We'll find out what the prizes are after. I'll give you guys a hint, but whoever wins gets to go blow Rick.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
And that's just who wins the hint.
Does anyone have the answer sheet? No.
All right. So, do you guys want to play a song before you're subjected to a quiz? Or?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. How many songs do you have for us tonight? Like,
I told him to plan like six.
Okay, good.
Or five or four. Or
we
something.
Got four.
You got four.
We could throw as many as you guys want, honestly.
Fuck yeah.
If he wants to
play one now, and then we'll do the quiz, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tom Hanks?
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
You know, honestly, I don't think he would be where he is without us today.
He won the Medal of Freedom because of us.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Coincidentally, good point. Like a month after.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
that aim with Angels and Demons was so profound.
I never saw it.
Yeah, nobody did.
Okay.
I'm having some difficulties.
This fucking guy.
So, Callum, prima donna over here. Hey, do you guys have any shows lined up?
Not right now.
Not right now.
Not
no.
right now.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can check you out?
We got a Twitter and a Bandcamp.
Twitter and a Bandcamp. Wow, you guys like the ghettoest band. No.
We still have a MySpace.
You got to make the Facebook page. It helps. It really does.
But at least on your Twitter page, you can.
Do post any of you have girlfriends?
Yes.
Everyone except for me.
All right. Have girlfriends take pictures of you, and then you can put them on the Facebook page, and it's like you have legions of fans.
That is my girlfriend's job at the show. She does that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've updated my Facebook page since like eighth grade.
Don't update yours. Update the band page.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Why the fuck?
Then hella moms can follow us.
That's true.
Ooh. Hey,
moms. That's not a bad thing. Yeah, moms.
You know,
in a
couple years. Moms can turn into drinking buddies, which can turn into one-night stands.
Oh, hey.
There's nothing better than a rock mom, to be honest.
I'm not saying yours, your friends. That's all I mean.
There's eyes on me, I can feel them. I wrote my name in the sand, I can't fight another round. Can you believe me, or did my life turn you off again? The pain in my head isn't half as bad as what you said it is.
After that.
What?
You're supposed to say fucking perfect.
Oh, fucking perfect.
Nailed <Nailed it.
Yes.
Okay. That was a Tom Hanks laugh.
That was a badass song. Yeah.
That was pretty bitchin'.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was killer.
Thanks.
I don't know what it has to do with Tom Hanks, but it was
nothing
cool.
At all.
Yeah,
we got the name because
it's cool. No, I like names that have nothing to do with this, like the poem or the song's really about. It's cool.
A lot of
I wanted to hear the story.
I'm a poet.
Well, like our show is really great, but we call it the worst little podcast.
Right.
Nothing to do with anything.
Bait.
We almost called it Tom Hanks, but
we should have. It probably would be better.
Fuck yeah, people would be downloading.
We almost called it the Reno Cool Show, but we thought people would think it would be about like ice and. And air conditioning.
I wish it was.
And today on HVAC Weekly, we would not be a weekly show. There's only so many things you can really talk about when it comes to HVAC.
Oh, I don't know.
I could name a few.
Fuck yeah.
Daddy used to do HVAC back in the day.
Word.
That's good work if you can get it.
Is that code?
HVAC is never going to die.
Member of the union. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should join
Teamsters.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Teamsters don't do HVAC, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
they drive.
Yeah. Join a union.
Teams of horses, right?
Yeah, well, they drive trucks now.
Oh, right. Yep.
UPS.
Yep. You down with Brown, Rick?
Hell yeah.
In like three different ways. Okay. Can I have some music of my
own? As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests some amazing, crazy, and really kind of awkward questions. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah.
We will judge you silently. Not really. We'll judge you out loud. Okay. Callum. Let's see. Where should we start this week? Rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many books do you own?
Ooh, not that many, to be honest.
5, 10, 50, 100. Give me a round number.
That I own? Yeah. I'm going to go with like 10, maybe.
And what was the last book you read?
I read a book called Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Rilke.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that book. All right, Mike, mm-hmm. Same question to you, sir. 5, 10, 50, 100, how many books do you own?
I think I own 2 books.
What are those books, Michael? Tell them.
Oh, no.
Sad, dude.
I just read A Dog's Purpose, and I cried like a little girl.
No wonder you don't own books.
The book was way better than the movie.
You're sorry. You really are.
Colin, same question to you, sir.
Well, my mom and my brother are really into literature, so they've gotten me a lot of books as gifts. I just haven't read a lot of them.
So your house looks like you're smarter than you are.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
So how many books do you own, roughly?
I personally own like 50, probably.
All right, and what was the last one you read?
I read Watchers by Dean Koontz.
Okay, all right. That's
It's a really good book. I like to read. I just like to do other things more.
Yeah.
Masturbate.
Yes.
Downstairs, Garrett, same question to you, sir.
I'd say about 10 books.
Okay.
Wow. You guys put together on like 70 books.
I know. So not a reader.
Yeah.
Is it
the new world we live in?
If I'm going to read something,
they're young. They are young men in a rock band.
I had so
they
many
don't
books
have
when
room
their
in
age.
Their house for anything but titties and boobs. Yeah.
Titties. Pierce titties.
Are you guys video titties. Game Pierce people? Titties.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We play every night.
Right. Actually, all right. I'll do a follow up on this. But all right, Garrett, what's the last book you read?
I read the last.
Oh no.
The last, I guess I'll say
The
books
Awakening
because
of
it was a series. But I read the Hunger Games series last, probably.
Hey,
like in seventh
which
grade.
Was okay.
I read, I just read those last year myself, so like don't be ashamed, man.
No,
man,
I really
okay.
liked the books. The movies are all right, but
young adult fiction is actually pretty good.
The books are actually pretty fucking good. Yeah.
Dude, every young adult fiction book I've ever read, I'm just like, this is so easy and enjoyable. It doesn't take any work at all.
Like Harry, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's like delicious fast food.
It's the opposite
know?
Of Moby
okay.
Dick.
Now,
exactly.
All right,
the opposite.
All right. I'm going to do a follow up question here with all the guys. We're going to start with you downstairs, Garrett. How many video games do you own to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100?
I'd say 10.
All right. What was the last game that you played?
Star Wars Battlefront. About
nice.
4 hours
Which
ago.
Which system?
With Callum, Xbox One.
Okay. Colin,
well,
how many games do you own?
Probably like 15.
Okay, and what was the last one you literally played?
Star Wars Battlefront.
Kind of into that. Also on the one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still on the 360. I haven't gotten up to.
Oh, you have to.
The one looks pretty attractive.
It's so nice. It's dropped down into affordable range, finally. Like,
you can still play all the old 360 games on there, too.
Yeah,
most of
so
games,
I wouldn't
yeah.
have to lose my whole catalog.
Well, they tried to not do. Both Sony and Microsoft have tried not to backwards compatible consoles, and people won't fucking buy them unless they're backwards compatible. Because how much money do you drop on those fucking games? Seriously.
More than 70 bucks now.
More than I dropped on fucking VHS back. Back in the day. Mike, you, how many games do you own?
Probably about 10. I trade a lot in the GameStop.
Cool. Yeah. No, that's a good way to do it and keep it cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last one you played?
The last one I played was, I think, Rocket League.
Arf. Okay.
Arf.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually sort of new to the gaming community, but I would say about 5, probably.
Okay. And the last game you played?
I think Rocket League, like a couple.
All right. All right. So you guys are.
Did we not finish Battlefront before we came in?
No, we finished at like 3:30, and then we left at like 5.
So you played other shit.
Yeah.
Fucking dork.
We all are friends on Xbox, and we pretty much every night, all four of us and either one of our other buddies, we all hop on and play.
Okay.
Really, when we're all together, it's either Star Wars Battlefront or Battlefield 1.
Okay.
Staring contest while you're jacking off.
Yeah.
If
we're lucky.
Hey, well, God, Chewy just knows you guys really well. All right. And since we brought up this topic, masturbation, and you looking on the internet for inspiration. Callum, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
Stepsister.
Oh, who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Was not Callum.
The one
Garrett.
With the stepsister. Oh, no,
damn,
it wasn't
Callum.
Me.
I just like HD. Like, I like.
Do you have a step?
You gotta pay for that shit. I'm not paying.
720p. Anything.
Yeah, are you on mic?
Really? You're all about the quality.
All about the quality.
Okay, but you don't.
So it could be gay porn as long as it's HD. You're cool.
Yeah. Nothing below 720.
But all right. But okay. Get past that. What's your favorite content? Come on. Give me a keyword.
Blondes.
That's an awful
really
fun.
Generic.
Blondes in HD. I mean, shit. That's all right. That's normal.
She could be
Mike. Same though. Question for you. What's your favorite keywords in your search?
Bring out
jerk?
The kink. Yeah.
Is he the dirty one?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
He liked that dog movie.
Probably big ass. I have no idea.
Big ass.
Oh, don't say you have no idea.
No,
yeah,
I
shut
do have
the
an
fuck
idea.
Up. How many times?
No.
A day
what's your
do you
go?
Go
what's
this?
Your go to when
big
you're
ass.
Looking for a video?
Big ass.
Big asses. Mm-hmm. All right.
Big ass.
That heart shape right there.
They need a little meat on their bones. I don't like the skinny ones.
A little bit of cushion for the pushing.
Exactly.
She ain't fat, she just thick.
Okay, before I answer, I would like to just say, after we go through these questions, I have something to say about Michael and masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Just, as soon as we're done.
My mother will listen to this.
I know.
Yeah, well, your mother needs to know.
Your mom already knows what type of porn you watch.
Colin,
so okay.
Your favorite keyword.
Honestly, I like the HD stuff as well.
But, no, keywords, not quality. What?
That's like
content?
Saying you like a big screen. Who cares? Right.
I enjoy watching my porn on a movie screen.
I like VHS if recorded onto a smartphone.
I rarely search stuff, but if I had to, like, tattoo chicks.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you guys go with the random video that's on the first page?
Dude, that's what I do. That's what I do most of the time.
You just cruise and pick one of those.
Yes.
Mm. All right. Okay.
There
but
no way.
But what do you gravitate to of that first page? I guess would be it. So tattooed chicks for you, big asses.
POV.
For you.
POV.
POV is really POV. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I rarely look at any videos that aren't. All right. POV.
Garrett. You don't like the third person in the room.
Definitely POV. Threesome, babes,
anal.
This guy.
There he goes.
Angel's threesome or devil's threesome?
Angels.
Okay.
Definitely. I could no, not double or not devils. Definitely.
No spit roasting in your future. Oh. Oh,
no. It's story time.
All right, we're done with that question. So let's get back to the comment about young Michael's masturbation.
So, so like we just
because we're gonna have a follow up question.
Right. So like we just said, Michael's probably the dirtiest one. And you know, back when we were like in high school, we used to have sleep. Overs, obviously.
Yeah. Beer and box? Beer box parties? No, okay.
But, so, he used to like to like sleep in my bed, like, with me. Like, nothing gay at all, but like, my bed was just really
dirty
comfy.
Dirty cocksucker!
Yes. But, so, one time he woke up, and like, he was just laughing, and like, I was like, why are you laughing? He's like, because I masturbated next to you last night. So I told him, listen, you're never sleeping in my bed ever again. Like, that's just crossing the line. You're never sleeping there again. Months later, he's like, dude, can I please sleep in your bed tonight? Like, I just really want a comfy bed. Like, seriously, man, just please, I won't do it. And I was like, swear on our friendship that you won't do it. And he swore on our friendship he was not going to do it.
Just a side note, I was absolutely shit-faced.
And I don't think so. I think
and
that's
you
a lie.
Totally so, did.
Oh, yeah. He didn't tell me for months later, but he was like, remember that one time that I said I wasn't
The guilt was too heavy.
Good man.
I'm just a really horny guy. It helps me sleep.
All right. Mike,
even
we're going to start with you.
Round
to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How often do you masturbate?
Every night.
Daily. It's a daily thing?
Yeah, okay. Once a day.
Okay. Colin?
Once every other day.
Okay. Garrett?
I don't masturbate that often. I like to fuck my girlfriend, honestly.
Okay.
But dude, you're such a fucking badass.
Hey, masturbation makes you last longer. Callum?
I would say not that much. I have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend, too.
Yeah, but you're just weird, Michael.
No, it helps me sleep.
Dig.
God damn.
It does. I know what you're saying. Definitely. Like, even with a girlfriend, sometimes I'll just go into the bathroom after she falls asleep and rub one out and go back to bed.
Oh my god. I gotta hang out with dudes taking naps more often.
Let's see. Upon your death, Callum, where would you haunt? Because sex and death.
Tiffany Trussell.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Hey, no
let's not go there.
No last names. No last names.
Where would I haunt? Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh, you're losing points by
no
the minute.
Idea. Probably the house that we're in right now. You know, give Rick some company from time to time.
Wow, nice.
Ghost hot dogs, awesome.
Man, you two some fucked up shit.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of action happening here. I mean, there's constant flow of people you could trip fuck with, and yeah.
Upon your death, where do you haunt, Mike?
Probably like a sex shop, like Susie's, just so I can like throw dildos at people and like you know fuck with the guys in like arcade room thing. We're all jerking off.
Yikes!
Just fuck with them. That'd be funny.
Wow. Colin.
I'd probably haunt my brother because he's super into paranormal stuff and then he gets scared really easily, so I'd like to fuck with him a lot.
Okay, cool. Buddies forever.
Yeah.
Garrett, where would you haunt upon your demise?
Probably like some sort of like hash bar or something so I could like fuck with people that are really fucked up.
Yeah, fuck with stone people.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a wild guess. You smoke dope, don't you?
Once in a while, man.
Okay, maybe.
Don't tell us, P.O.
Yeah. You just kind of got this
now,
vibe,
guys.
Man.
Yeah, no, definitely, dude.
Guess what, P.O.? It's legal now, bitch. Right,
what's your favorite snacky food? What are your Scooby snacks?
Well, when I'm stoned, I'd say a nice bowl of cereal. Or there's these bags of chips that called Munchies. Yeah. Like they're flaming hot ones. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
All right. And what's your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food? A nice, greasy cheeseburger.
Colin,
same questions?
Basically, yeah.
For being high and Munchies, probably ice cream.
Yeah.
I really, really like ice cream whenever I'm high. And for drunk, I really like a Jack in the Box.
The tacos?
Curly fries and the tacos and breakfast jacks as well.
Curly fries are one of the only reasons to go to fucking Jack in the Box.
I don't know. I fucking love popcorn. I think that's my favorite. And like, I buy this white cheddar powder I put all over it. It's so nice.
Oh, like the gourmet powder shit? Yeah. No, that's pimp. I'm down.
When I'm drunk, probably Domino's pizza. That's the best drunk pizza, in my opinion. Yeah.
Okay. Cal?
Just snack food, like chips with hummus. Like, I will.
What the fuck?
This fucking Jew.
Hummus is fucking.
Oh my God.
Are they organic chips and hummus?
No.
No.
Jack in the Box.
Because, I mean, you would guess at this point, all of you. Right.
Okay. If you guys could drink, what would you like to drink?
Allegedly.
Hypothetically.
What's the first album you ever bought?
It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, awesome.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Nice. That's actually a really high score.
I was going to say, that is not only not embarrassing, it's actually got a lot of credit on that. That's a good high scoring answer, yeah.
The first album I ever owned, my dad gave me 50 Cent, The Massacre, when I was like in fifth grade.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No wonder you're all weird and sexual. Fucked up.
And the first album I bought was Enema of the State by Blink-182.
All right, cool.
Eminem's Greatest Hits.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's actually a good album.
Hell yeah.
Mine's Metallica's Black Album.
Ooh, coming in with the old school.
Walmart, man. It's like $12.
I hate that album.
It was a good album.
I went to a garage sale recently and I saw Ride the Lightning. Ride the Lightning. I love Ride the Lightning. Great fucking album.
Yeah.
Great album. I love Ride the Lightning. I got in the car. I was going to go for a drive and listen to it, and I opened it up, and it had the fucking blackout on the side.
Throw it out the window.
I did. I threw it out the window. I was on 4th Street over by the train tracks by Mayberry Park, so if you guys need that album, if you love it so much, it's probably still there sitting by the side of the road.
No one wanted to pick it up.
Unless a crackhead picked it up.
That sucks so hard that you thought it was Ride the Lightning.
Yeah, well, you know, and that black album's not that bad, but Ride the Lightning is so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was disappointing.
That's power. Okay, we'll start with Garrett. Pleased to be describing the age and circumstances of the loss of your virginity. This is Rick's favorite question.
Oh, man.
Is it coming up next Tuesday?
No.
C-U-N-T.
It was fucking 8th grade year. Took this chick. Fucking, it was at a basketball game.
Oh, I was at that basketball game.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, where did Garrett go? And they're like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Nice. Took this hoe.
Under the bleachers?
Into the sand.
No, it was in the sand on the side of the school. Yeah. It was awful.
At middle school?
It was awful.
Yeah. Outdoors at middle school.
Which middle school was
in
it?
In the winter. It was Shaw.
Oh, Shaw.
Home of the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one of the new middle
schools. Reno Public Education, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Colin.
Mine's a little embarrassing.
All of your reactions. I'm excited for this round of answers.
So I was 16 when I lost mine, and we're out at Pyramid Lake, a bunch of us just friends and stuff. And there was some just sexual tension between everyone that night. And fuck, my mom's gonna listen to this.
Don't ever tell your mom you're on the show.
Never.
Yeah, no. But so me and my buddy Jake, we took this girl to our tent and totally
Oh my god, your first time was devil threesome?
That's not embarrassing. That gives you automatic hair on your chest.
Something
like,
in the air.
A lot of people tell me I should be proud of it, and a lot
How
of people
old
are
were
like,
you?
16.
Wow.
You know, some spirits at a pyramid probably.
I was like,
Pyramid
Lake.
I was like 22 trying to have an angel's threesome before I got my first devil's threesome.
Dude, I'm gay and I've never had a devil's threesome, and I've had an angel threesome like 3 times.
I've had girlfriends who wanted us to have a thing with Rick, and it never happened.
I was busy. I'm
Yeah. You were dating other men at the time.
Oh, that's true.
And right? Like you were never available for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was out of Pyramid was actually Pyramid, it came up a couple of times,
so to speak.
Pyramid is a bad place.
Oh, it's awesome.
A great place. Great place.
Don't ever
you know why it's warm. It's from ancient Indian piss.
It's true. And you don't want to go out there and say anything bad about the lake because the rest of your year will be shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Pyramid.
It's a great lake.
If you yell at the lake, it will curse you.
Yeah.
Until really you come does. Back and apologize. And
I don't even say nothing bad about it here.
Right. No, yeah. No. Mike?
Okay, so I'm not worried about my mom hearing this because she kind of knows by default, but...
Her bed?
What does that even mean?
No, you know this story. So I was 16, and I fucked my neighbor, and it was... I used to wrestle in high school.
How old was your neighbor?
The she was
daughter?
16, too.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Dick, I'm pretty sure we told you this story.
A MILF or something, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think you have heard this story, Rick. But, I did it like I was supposed to be up at 3 a.m. to go drive to a wrestling tournament, and we did it like 12 p.m. or something, and then
eight more times before 2:00.
Right, and then like a week later, I started getting this fucking shit all over me, like all these bumps, like on my dick, like in my ass, just everywhere. And I went to my mom, I was like, "Mom, I had sex with a neighbor, and I think I have an STD." And she's like, "All right, it's okay, it happens." And we go there, and it turns out I had scabies from wrestling the whole time.
Mike, you forgot a part.
What part?
That you showed your mom your dick.
No, that was by accident, because the dermatologist is like, "All right, take off your pants and spread them." So I do that, and my mom comes back into the room from the bathroom. She's like, "Holy fuck!" Like, just all mangled. It is disgusting.
But it was from wrestling, not from that poor girl.
It was from wrestling, yeah.
Did you blame her
for it?
It
was from the poor girl.
So remember.
No, she actually has a kid now, so.
And remember, it's okay to bang your clean neighbor, but don't wrestle.
Exactly. Wrestling's a dirty sport.
And hey, kids, scabies are fucking real, and you can get it from your friends.
Go to the doctor before you blame the girl.
All you gotta do is borrow clothes.
No, scabies hurts. It was bad pain.
Hi, Shrew.
And remember, when it itches more when it gets hot, it's because that's when they burrow deeper into your skin to bury their eggs.
Exactly.
So, yeah, welcome to...
Goddamn.
Anyway. This show is so informational, informative.
And now, Callum.
Nothing special about it. 16, girlfriend at the time's bedroom.
Candles and shit.
You're such a good kid.
He looks like a fucking altar boy.
What music was playing? I mean, was it fucking Jewel?
Like Depeche Mode or something?
Jewel.
I don't think I've ever listened to music while having sex.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's ever happened.
First time I attempted to lose my virginity, I thought I'd put on some mood music, so I popped in Jesus Christ Superstar with this super Christian chick in college.
Nice.
Needless to say, I did not get laid.
Think about Jesus while I bone you. That's fucking awful. Right?
I just thought some of those guitar riffs were pretty tough.
There's a John Waters movie where Ming stole rams a rosary in Divine's asshole while she screams, "Think about the Stations of the Cross." I didn't think that stuff happened in real life, though. If you bone Rory, maybe.
I didn't really think about it. God. It was just groovy music.
What a great album. Don't think about what it's about. Yeah.
I was with a girl in my truck one time.
That song with Mary wanting to bone Jesus, I thought that was going to I'm Jesus, you're Mary. Let's do this.
That is hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the night, they nailed Rory to a cross.
I forced this girl back into the arms of her high school sweetheart who hated me because I was the city boy dating her and they were farm kids. And they're married with kids these days.
Damn.
Fuck yeah.
I was with a girl in my truck one time and we were doing it and listening to Ween, and then the fucking HIV AIDS song comes on. We didn't notice for a few minutes and they were like, "Holy shit."
Stop. Mood killer.
No, we're not going to get it just because the song, right?
All right, we're going to jump to the second half of the quiz. Rapid fire. So the idea is don't think, just answer.
Roger.
Okay?
That's you, Callum.
Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Belvis? Did you just say Belvis?
Belvis is my favorite. Stick with Belvis. That's higher points, I bet.
Mike.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Garrett.
Elvis.
All right. We're going to do the same order every time. Callum, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair. I kind of have gay. Red hair a little bit.
Okay.
Probably gay.
smart men. Smart men. Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
AIDS or cancer?
Fuck. AIDS, because Magic Johnson doesn't have it anymore, so money can fix that.
Yep.
AIDS.
But you don't have money, so good luck.
Cancer.
I'll take the AIDS.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
What?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up, for sure.
Callum is like out on a limb with all this.
Yeah, right? Metallica or Megadeth?
Ooh. Old Megadeth.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Old Metallica.
That wasn't an option.
So basically,
their new album was good.
The rest of your band just told you to fuck right off. Rick,
circumcised or not?
There you go. Circumcised or not? Are you circumcised?
Yes, circumcised.
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 Not really a surprise. Bunch of white boys here.
All right, Laverne or Shirley?
They don't even know the fucking reference.
Fuck?
Wow.
Oh, my bad.
You are so very dated.
Chewy, would you rather do Laverne or Shirley?
Shirley. Fuck, Laverne's a little bit too freaky for me.
Yeah.
Shirley was pretty. Laverne had a hatchet face.
Yep.
All right, I'm done with the quiz
here. Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Oh, Chaz Bono? No, thank you.
Yeah, Rick, I'd also like to just point out on this episode, maybe save that question for some times and not all of the times. It was really awkward last week.
We asked gays about stuff. There was a lot of gays in last week's band.
Very, very, nice. Very socially progressive and politically correct people.
Would you rather bone the dude as a chick or the chick as a dude?
Some of them may have found the question to be offensive.
It's Riku asking it. It's not us. You know how weak she is.
What's up?
So answer the question.
What was the question?
Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Ooh.
Who would you do?
Chaz Bono.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Chaz Bono.
Chaz needs to get it once in a while. Fine. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm going to tabulate the scores here on my calculator. Lug, lug, lug. And I'm going to, at this moment, declare the winner. God, this is a tight race. Callum is obviously out. He has the lowest score. He started to clap like he wins.
Dude, you don't with a boring virginity story like that. You might be a good kid, but your answer sucks.
I mean, Mike with the dick pics and the rashes.
And the masturbating next to his friend. Right.
Dude, really, even the good story from the other, from fucking Colin, is still because Mike's
it's
rad.
It's about Mike. Right. Yeah. I mean, Garrett had some good. I think we're gonna have to go with Mike as being the weirdest. Yeah.
Fuck
yeah!
That's how you win the quiz.
That was expected.
I've got some stickers for my two bands to give to you. That's your prize.
Oh fuck yeah!
My bands. Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations.
Hey, Mike, did you confront and yell at the neighbor girl before you went to the doctor?
I did not.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Did you ever find out? Now, did you? You were worried you got it from her. Did you ever find out if you gave it to
scabies?
Her?
No. I never talked to her since. Now I don't.
Like
know
you banged her and never talked to her again.
No, she has a kid with a black guy now. That's all I know of her.
Ooh.
Huh. I think she's still my neighbor too. I just don't see her that much.
Michael, check your privilege.
Do you still live with your parents?
Yep. Sure do.
Nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
Work that puppy as long as you effing can.
I will do.
I told my parents to fuck off at 19, and I didn't need them. I realized that I needed them by about 22. Well, we were going to suggest maybe we do another song here, but somebody has a weak bladder.
Nature calls.
And twice now that he's gone.
Yeah, he keeps leaving the room here. Somebody may be the singer of the band, but I'm not saying. I certainly would like to see you guys more often in the future, and I encourage you guys, start booking shows, hit up all the bars.
Hit up
Jub Jubs, hit up Davidson's Distillery. No, don't go to Davidson's, that's kind of a metal place. You might not fit in. But no, I'd really like to see you guys playing more shows here. There's a lot of great venues right now. Love and Cup, Jungle, hit up those places. Go be out there. And ladies and gentlemen out there, hit up there. Twitter and Bandcamp, because they are young millennials or something.
We got
what's after millennials? Like I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea. Fuck ups.
Who cares?
Yeah. The fuck up generation. Okay. Yeah.
We have
increasingly the name for each generation. It's gone from the greatest generation to it is about to be the fuck up generation.
Yep.
Like
That's
it's
right.
getting more
That's
and more
right.
insulting every generation.
Yeah. Well, but the next generation has to be somebody that millennials can make fun of. So think about how bad that's going to be. Because every generation looks
wow.
down on the next
That's
generation.
I as a Gen Xer do not look down on millennials. I look at them as brothers in arms.
Oh my
brothers
God!
And sisters.
Have you spent time with millennials? Jesus Christ!
I'm related to
it
some.
We suck.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's awful.
I'm fucking marrying one. Okay.
Yeah, she's rad though. I don't know. She's okay.
She's an old millennial. She's like 30. She doesn't listen to this show. It's great.
It's great.
I'm not going to get punched for that.
Yep. Same could be said for most of the population of the world.
And most of the population in the world is actually under 30.
No, but most of them don't listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. So, Callum, I don't know if you've noticed, but like, oh, well, you're not ready either. Damn it. When another song?
Oh, real quick, I have to give a shout out. God damn it.
What the hell?
What the fuck?
I lost a bet. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Shout out to the LP boys over at Shields and to Jose, who's number two over there.
Okay. Yeah.
You will understand it. He will understand it.
All right. Hey, shout out to the homeboys at Shields and Jose, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're number two. You're a big piece of shit.
Yeah. He sure is.
I hope he's not your boss. And if he is, he's still a piece of shit.
Fuck yeah.
Because this is the worst little podcast and we don't care. Or something like that.
I don't fucking care.
That's right. What's the name of this song?
This song is called Witch's Kiss.
Ooh.
It's a new song. The first song we played and the last song that we played are off our first debut album called Aphasia. It's on Spotify, iTunes.
Was that
Amazon,
the album recorded here at the Dogwaters?
Yes.
All right.
And then the Polyon, the second song we played, then this song, both new.
Never
cool.
heard before.
Excellent.
Worst of the Black Clouds. Exclusive.
Exclusive. Season 7, Episode 1, exclusive. Very nice, very nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I like what I'm seeing.
Great song.
Fuck yeah.
Really? No, I
love
I
the in-your-face intense shit.
Mm-hmm.
I truly enjoy your guys' sound. It's a good addition to the.
You're screaming more in the new stuff.
Thank you.
I am. That's correct. Yeah.
His balls dropped.
I'm fucking finally. It's always a pleasure to see a young man growing into his own.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, get off your asses and get outside in Reno this week. There's a lot of great things happening. On Thursday night, tonight as you get this, we got another Loud as Folk with Spike McGuire and featured guest Tim O'Neill. Sex with Strangers by Laura Eaton is going up over at Good Luck Macbeth. That's going to be pretty fucking amazing. On Saturday, we've got Boss's Daughter, Falcon A, Machine Gun Vendetta, and Voted Best Band.
Where's that at?
That's going to be down at Shay's Tavern.
Fuck yeah.
That's going to be a good fucking show.
Yeah.
Tony Walker's got a dance party thing happening. I think that's over. Yeah, that's at St. James. If you're not into the metal and stuff, you want to get your groove on. There's lots of awesome shit happening every day.
Always rad
in
shit
Reno.
Happening in Reno.
And there's Super Bowl parties everywhere on Sunday. Remember, it's the Super Bowl. Wear protection, people. Okay. I don't even know who's playing this year.
Fuck the Patriots is all.
Fuck the Patriots.
Fuck the Patriots.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah. That's right. Go Falcons.
Yeah.
Falcons.
Matt Ryan.
Dirty Birds.
Is that who it is? Falcons or Patriots?
Yep.
Okay. Well. Yeah, fuck the Patriots. Those guys suck.
Yeah, nobody wants the Patriots to win except weird-ass fucking
nobody
Patriots
likes
fans.
The Patriots. That's right. Except for people in the Northeast.
Well, yeah, Patriots
and
fans.
All of them probably are really interested in that winning. But they don't listen to this fucking show, so who
cunts.
Cares? Also, this Friday night, First Friday at Foxy Olive, featuring, as we mentioned before, Mr. Jeff Dunn, one part of Super Killer, a band that's never started. But Jeff Dunn and myself will be at Foxy Olive from 8 to midnight. Come on down, have some drinks with us. It'll be a good time. I'm really happy to have met you guys. You guys
likewise.
Are a great new band. I hope to see more of you in the future.
Yeah, good
here.
Future.
Rick, you got anything?
Oh, you remember Treatem from that was on the show a little while back? They're recording a few tracks this next weekend, and I've got Frankly Fictitious coming back in, and Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame, and
nice.
So I've just got like a parade of dudes playing music running through my house. So,
well, we've got a lot of great shows coming up here for you guys, ladies and gentlemen out there for season 7. We're happy to be here. There's going to be a new logo, new website design. Whole lot of new stuff coming in the next couple weeks, so please keep an eye out. Check the webpage, check the Facebook page for all the announcements. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and all the interns and production assistants, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you that life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
And then he ends up fucking the couch.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Where did you meet those awful people?
Dogwater Studios.
Oh, God, I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
Well, I like it that way.